Case number 13219, Richard Heck seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115.42 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the northwest side of West Baltimore Court. The 91 address is 32457 West Baltimore Court in Millsboro. Zoning district is GR. Tax map is District 234, map 29, parcel 596. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 6.9-foot and a 7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing attached carport.
Good evening.
Hi. Can you state your name and address to the record?
My name's Richard Heck, 32457 West Baltimore Court, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Free to state your case.
Okay. I took photos of the property, and the reason why I had to put up another carport, my garage doors don't line up with the original carport. So I have a heavy-duty pickup truck that I tow a fifth-wheel camper with. That won't fit in there. We have a RAV4 Toyota. I can get it in, but I got to take my time backing out. It's like a S. You can see on the photos that they don't line up. And so I've been putting the car in order for me to keep my truck under the carport. I always shelter my vehicles. That's the way I was brought up, you know, and I always keep them as long as they run. I never, you know, get rid of them every 5 years. I have a 2017 truck, and I hope to keep it another 8 years to tow a camper. So I don't want to buy another one at my age. I'm going to be 75 in a few months. So I played around with, I looked at the metal carports. I went in my neighborhood, looked at a few, and it wouldn't look right next to another carport. Metal doesn't look right. So I nixed that, and then I started measuring. I put my truck next to it, and I put rods in the ground, ran string lines, and I figured I can do it, but I wasn't sure, so I had my friend's a good carpenter. I asked him, he came over, and we remeasured, and he said, we can make it work. It's going to be tight because of the height of your truck, but it worked. But he only had 5 days to give me. I said, well, we'll start it, you know, we'll get it going. That's my thing there. I spoke to five of my neighbors on that street. The one gentleman wanted to come, but he's 80 years old and his health is bad. I said, no, it's not worth it. They all agreed it doesn't take away. Everybody tells me my lawn is well manicured, my property. I like shrubs, flowers. You can see on some of the pictures. And the properties on either side of me aren't well maintained. That's why I put up that fence. There's a fence in the back of my property. When I bought it, that fence was broken down. Pieces were laying everywhere. That original fence was put up in 1980. So, seeing the condition of my neighbor in the back of me, the yard was never taken care of. It was all overgrown junk in the backyard. So I decided to put up a fence. I used the same holes as what the original posts were in. The only difference I did was I poured concrete in the holes. So, that's about it on that.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, so I want to make sure I understand what you're asking for here. So you built an additional carport onto the existing carport, and now you're asking for a variance for that carport?
Yeah. I didn't, let's put it this way. I should have thought about it better, you know, applying for a permit, but when the when the carpenter said you can, it can be done, I said, I got to do something. It was getting harder and harder to put the car inside this garage. My depth perception isn't the greatest anymore. So a few times I was hitting my mirror on the weather stripping on the door, you know. But I didn't want my truck to be out in the elements either, you know.
How did you find out you weren't in compliance?
My neighbor turned me in. Yep.
So how does that... It was the neighbor on the same side as the carport?
Uh-huh.
And how do they feel about it now? Are they still unhappy about it?
Well, she's been a problem. I put up a fence between us. There was a row of trees there, which you can see on the photos. We were on vacation one time, a few years back. We came home and all the branches were cut from the ground up about 6 foot. So I asked her husband why he did that, and he said, so we can look, you know, check your property while you were gone. But it wasn't the reason, you know. They wanted to know what we were doing, and so I put up a fence. I went to the HOA. They said, that's fine, just keep it on your property. I told them what kind of fence. Well, she called the HOA, complained, and they said he has every right to put up a fence. So then she complained again to him that I put the good side towards my property, and the posts were facing hers. And they said, well, that's the way a fence is put up, you know. So that, you know, yeah.
Have you talked to
the... harassed. You know, she harasses me.
Have you talked to the HOA about the carport?
Yeah.
What's
the president
that?
Looked at it, and one of the members, and they said, we don't see nothing wrong with it. Five people on my street, they all agreed there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. It doesn't take away from the properties.
So there's no HOA setback requirements or rules that this is violating?
The metal ones were 5 foot. I just assumed that it's just, you know, I have 5 6x6 posts in the ground. It's well built. I mean, it's not going to blow away. It's a lot sturdier than a metal one. So I just assumed that cardboard, a stick build versus a metal, it's still 5 feet. That's what I assumed.
Did you get a building permit?
No.
Did it all yourself?
Yeah. I had help from my carpenter helped me, but I did most of it because he didn't have much time. That's the reason I did it, is to make life easier for us. So I wouldn't have to shuttle a car and a truck around. Like I said, there's a fence between us. There's a row of trees there. I don't see it taken away from her property. I mean, it's well built. Those 6x6, I have a 12-inch footprint with 4 inches of concrete under, and I filled the holes with concrete. The roofing material, the rafters, those are 2x6 glued together and nailed every 16-inch center. And the plywood is glued and nailed to the rafters. It's not going anywhere, and it's going to be a big project to tear it away.
Sir, I've got some questions for you, if I may. So I want to understand this right. How long have you owned this property?
5 years.
5 years.
Okay. So I presume the pole building to the rear was there when you moved in?
Oh, no,
ma'am, if you're gonna, we don't take anything from the audience. So if you want to testify, you're welcome to come up. You can come up, but
okay. No, I have diamond state.
No, I was talking to your wife in the audience. She was saying something. I'm telling her that she has a right to come up and testify if she wishes. But so, you put up the whole building in the rear?
Yep.
Okay. And the first carport that was there, did you erect that as well? Did you, the carport, you said there's, you've added a carport?
Yeah, well, there was a carport okay. there when I bought the
Okay,
carport.
So there was a carport there when you bought. Okay. And then after you bought that, you built the pole building with an awning to the rear of the property. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I presume you got a building permit for that, did you not?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you not think you would need a building permit for this carport?
I didn't think. When Carpenter said, hey, it can be done, I just wanted to get this. Sometimes I do stuff on the spur of the moment.
This additional carport, does that make it, I mean, how are you able to access the, because you say you've got a RV, right? Or a camper?
Yeah, that's on the other side of the house.
How are you able to get that camper off of your, out of the pole building into the road?
No, it's on the other side, opposite side of my property.
Okay, on the other end, right. Okay, so it's not where that pole building is?
No.
Okay, so you don't have, it doesn't block that?
No.
And this carport doesn't block your access to the pole building?
Right.
Okay. The other question I'm going to ask you is, you have to demonstrate that there is some unique physical condition related to your property. When I look at your property, it is nearly a square. It's 125 feet deep and 120 feet wide. Is that correct? And when I look at it, the tax map, it looks very similar to other properties in the neighborhood that appear to have a similar size and shape.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
Okay. What is unique about your property that causes the need for this carport to be located so close to the side property line?
That was my only option to, instead of shuffling the truck and the car each time, try to get the car in the garage, put the truck under the original carport.
And how many vehicles do you have?
Pardon?
How many vehicles do you have?
Two.
So you have two cars, but you have a pole building that's got two bays to it, and you have a carport.
Yeah, but they don't line up with the carports. That's the problem.
Well, okay. All right. Is there a well and septic on this property?
I have a Demerit well.
Okay.
And that city sewer.
I may have some other questions, but I want to see if anybody else has some at the moment.
Okay, so it's pitched towards your neighbor's property. What happens when it rains? Does all the water stay on your property?
Pretty much so, yeah. That's all mulch. I was thinking of putting a gutter on, but I'd rather just have it run down because that's all mulch, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Heavy rains we had, it didn't wash the mulch away. You know, so it's staying on my property, and it runs down the driveway. But you can see, even to get a small RAV4 in there, you got to really be careful. Backing out, you got to really take your time. And I have heating and cooling in that garage, because we only have like 1,150 square feet. So I use that as storage, and this past couple of months, my electric bill went down because I don't have to open that door. And I can't, you know, I just can't drive in and back out real quick. I got to take my time. And the other option, when I had the garage built, I asked the contractor about maybe we can tear that lean-to away. He says, I wouldn't, because that's pretty much attached to your house. You're going to have problems.
When you say the lean-to, you mean the first carport?
Yeah, I was thinking of tearing it away, but the contractor said don't.
Yeah, I would think that if that was to be removed, that would give you freer access to the garage in the rear, would it not? And probably eliminate some of your concerns about backing in and out.
Yeah.
there a reason why you didn't align? Because you built the garage, correct? You had the garage built?
Pardon?
You had the garage built, correct? Your pole building garage? Mm-hmm. So was there a reason why you didn't have it aligned with that first carport?
Well, we're off the property line 10 feet. And on the other side of the garage, I have a 10-foot Miranda. So that would have taken me really close to the house. And I guess there was a ruling on that, you know, about being close to a house. Garage, I don't know. But the builder said, you know, you're going to get pretty close to the house.
Ms. Norwood, does that pole building to the rear need a rear yard variance? Or did it have, was there some reason why? Because it looks close there, that Miranda he's talking about.
There's a permit for the detached garage and the lean-to. It's 6x38. It was permitted and CO'd in 20 and 21.
Okay, so it went through the administrative process. Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
Did you consider just extending the current one by moving that wall over just far enough to get both vehicles in underneath and still be able to meet your setback?
If I took that wall out, I still wouldn't have shelter for the truck.
So I'm saying if you were to build the roof and the wall out so that you could fit both cars side by side under that one carport, just make that carport just a little bit longer, move the wall and everything. Did you consider doing that so that you could meet the setback?
It'd be a project. That wall, that's a 4x4 on that wall, and then 4x4 between the difference. They're 2 foot apart, the 4x4s. It's a sturdy wall. That wall holds up that roof.
Questions from the board? Sharp?
I have nothing further, thank you.
I do have one. I've heard you mention the pole shed. You said the pole shed needs to be 10 feet from the line. Yeah. You know, and I've heard you make mention of that and then some other comments about like, my question is, why did you build that without a permit?
Yeah, I know.
And
that's my mistake there. Like I said, when the carpenter said it can be done, I said let's do it.
But didn't you know from your experience of building the pole barn that there was a setback requirement that you wouldn't be able to go that close?
I didn't realize on like a lean-to or a carport. I just assumed like the metal ones were 5 foot. That's what people in the neighborhood were telling me that had metal ones. The setback was 5 feet, so I just assumed that you treat it the same way. It's not right.
Any other questions?
That still doesn't meet the 5 foot setback, though, even that, for the variance that you're asking for. You're still closer than 5 feet to the property line. Is that not correct?
Right.
You're only 3 feet.
No, we discussed it when we were there. The carpenter said there's a fence there. It shouldn't be that much of a problem. It is. Not like it's right on her yard, you know, she can't see it, you know. I know I screwed up, but it was, just got frustrated. That morning, backing the car out, and a bird flew in, caught my attention, and I almost, you know, hit the mirror on the side of the vinyl, you know, seal. So I said, I got to do something. You know, I mean, I can't keep doing this. Every time you open that door with air conditioning, the way it was hot this summer, that's why my electric bill went down. The past couple months, it was down every month.
Anyone else?
I mean, we're in a development where some of the properties have junk cars in their front yard. Right in the next street, there's three junkers sitting in the front yard. They've been there ever since I lived there. There's a lot of properties. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones in that development. The reason I bought that property was you could keep your camper there. Now, it was hard to find unless you went out in the country. I bought that property right when COVID was.
Any other questions? If you want to have a seat in the front here. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13219? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13219? Okay, I have four here. Would anyone like to speak? Would please come forward.
I have a prepared statement. May I read that?
We'll get you sworn in.
One, we can swear you in.
I'm hard of hearing.
We need to swear you in, ma'am. So can you state your name and address?
Okay. My name is Darlene Joy Becker, and I own the property where the setback was violated.
Okay, what is your address?
My address is 27876 Lord Calvert Drive. I live on the corner of Lord Calvert and Baltimore Court.
Okay.
And my driveway is on Lord Calvert, well, so they made me change my address.
We'll get you there in a minute. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I sure do.
Okay, thank you.
You can read your statement now.
May I read my statement? No, okay. I own the property where the setback was violated. Richard Heck built a permanent structure 3 foot from my property line. I am contesting the variance. Mr. Heck built a carport permanently attached to an existing carport. The constable's office said that he did not get a permit and did not submit a building plan as required by the county code. They sent a constable out, and the constable noticed that the structure violated the side setback of 5 feet and notified me of that. I did not turn him in for the setback because I wasn't even aware of it. I was aware of not having a permit. If Mr. Heck would have followed the county code, he would not have been allowed to build. He created his own problems. I do not feel that I should have to deal with the consequences of his actions, and he built that the beginning of April 2026. Thank you.
Okay. Might have some questions. Just hold up. Any questions for this lady? Thank you.
Thank you. You're done with me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak? If you would please come up.
My name is Robert Armour. I'm at 32497 West Fairfax Court in Millsboro. I am the...
Hold on. When you swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I am the president of the Captain's Grant Homeowners Association, and I have been since I was elected in 2004 to start serving January 2005. Prior to that, I was on the board, having been appointed as what they call the delegate at large. The delegate at large's position is to take any of the forms that come in requesting tree removal or architectural review to take a look and see if there's a problem or any kind of an issue. The application that was submitted asks the uniqueness of the property, and in the says, exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions and not to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code or code of the neighborhood. The code of the neighborhood is covenants of Captain's Grant, covenants and restrictions on the property. Filed at book 03309, page 245, is a copy of what the setback codes are for Captain's Grant on the covenants. And the setback codes provide for at least 5 feet from the rear of each lot and 5 feet from the side of each lot for accessory buildings. This carport would be called an accessory building. There's only supposed to be 2 accessory buildings per lot. 1, a garage, and 2, a shed. There's the garage. If you see one of the pictures, of the, there's actually a shed there. Technically be another accessory building, but it still has to be the required setback, and it does not. And that's the covenants. The covenants don't have any kind of an appeal process. It's not an appeal, it's part of the covenants. When you buy the property, you agree to live by those setback requirements.
I will say this, sir. This board, while it is helpful to know the setbacks and the HOA restrictions, just so that you're aware, this board does not enforce restrictive covenants and HOA setbacks that they may have. This board only enforces what the county setbacks are. Now, it appears that you all have a limitation from what you're saying on the number of accessory buildings as well as what the side yard setbacks would be. And we're only looking here today at the county's side yard setback requirement, which is 10 feet. So I just wanted you to be aware of that.
I am aware of that. I'm also aware that the community can have a more restrictive covenant.
That's right.
Than the county.
So I'm just letting you know that this board is not the body to enforce your restrictive,
and
your
I, and
community.
I do understand that. But I am letting you know that should you grant the variance, the board cannot grant a variance. It is 5 feet for the covenant. Covenants say 5 feet. So if you say, okay, it's all right, it isn't all right with the board. And there are other issues.
When you say the board, you mean your association?
I mean the association.
Okay, because we're the board of adjustments. So
you're correct. Yes.
Just make sure we're clear on the record. Thank you.
So is it your testimony that Mr. Heck did not apply for any kind of approval to build this carport from the HOA?
That's correct. We have checked our records and have not been able to find that any kind of approval was requested.
Okay.
I know he testified that somebody looked at it and said, okay. I mean, it wasn't me. And at the time, I would have been the person to do the review of any of those forms that were filed.
Do you have a formal process that is told or given to each of the HOA members on how to apply?
Yes, a welcome packet is sent.
Okay.
And the welcome packet includes copies of the forms to take down a tree or to do an architectural approval of any change to the property.
Thank you.
So when you say that the HOA, so if we were to grant relief, are you suggesting that the HOA would take other action to enforce the HOA's rules, even if there was a variance granted by the county.
I'm telling you that is a possibility. At this point, the board has not made any decision about that, so I can't tell you that action will or will not be taken. But I can tell you that we were not aware of the issue until we received notice that there was the violation, because we had not received an architectural form asking us to come out and look and to approve what was being done.
Did Mr. Heck go through that process to put in the pole shed in the back?
I am not aware one way or the other if he did or he didn't. We did not look at the pole shed. I didn't ask anybody to go back and review it.
Okay, because that's confusing to me, because, you know, anything that was, if he was going to be putting that building on the back, you, as you stated with your covenants, why wouldn't there be, you? Are you sure that he did not, or are you just not sure?
I am not sure. I did not have anybody check to see whether he did or didn't. My understanding is, just generally from the chat that goes on, is that he did not, but we have not actually gone through and looked at records to see, so I cannot give you the answer.
Because he's referenced twice the 10 feet from the property line as it would pertain to that pole shed. So it sounds like he's an understanding of...
Even the pole shed would be 5 feet under the...
Under yours.
Under the ours, yes.
Correct. Okay.
For the rear and for the sides, for accessory buildings. The main building has to be 10 feet.
Any other questions? Sure.
I have no questions. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Perry Scagnoli. I live in Pennsylvania at 812 Locust Street, Mount Wolf, PA 17347.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My occupation has, I am retired now, but I was a land surveyor in Pennsylvania, professional land surveyor, federal license. And I think, Mr. Heck, I live behind him. At, what's the address?
3243,
which is the address directly behind you, Mr. Heck. I and a partner of mine, an associate, have an LK P&S business that we bought the property. We've owned it now for 2 years. We've been maintaining the property. Yes, the backside of it is a mess. There's a fence back there that's off the ground. My neighbor, Mr. Heck, decides that he wants to blow his leaves under the fence and then blow them into the back of my yard. That's beside the point. He's also had his property surveyed. And I'm sure he's aware that the fence that's in the back is well over the property line. If we give Mr. Heck a variance, we're just asking everybody else, just go do what you want to do and face the consequences. Part of the reason for, I know this from my profession, part of the reason for a setback is access entirely around the property, so that if there's a fire, you can get to the back of the property as well. He's lacking at that. That's his problem, I guess, one of them. But I don't think that we should, I'm against the variance because of allowing everybody else in the entire Captain's Grant to go ahead and proceed without talking to anybody and doing what you want to do.
Have some questions. Any questions for these gentlemen? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had 4 in favor. Everybody's good. Everybody spoke. Okay, Mr. Heck, I will give you an opportunity to answer if you wanted to, if you could step to the podium.
Yeah.
Give you an opportunity to respond to what has been said.
Yeah. I saw when the surveyor finished everything, the one guy said about maybe 24 feet of your fence is on the neighbor's side by about 3.5 feet, I think it was. So what I looked, well, I said that the fence was put up in 1980 because I asked the lady who I bought the property from. And so I used the same holes, but when the surveyor redid the pins and that, I went back there, and on the property line, there were three trees that they took down back when the fence was put up. So they moved the fence over so they wouldn't have to drill through the tree stumps. Now they're rotted away. So it's no problem to move that fence. That 24-foot of fence would be back on my line, because I can go through those rotted tree stumps. That's why the fence company moved it over. They didn't want to drill through those stumps, which I didn't know.
I'm going to jump in. The fence is not the issue today. The fence to the rear of the property. This board doesn't enforce encroachments or alleged encroachments.
Yeah.
But the issue today is the carport. So, are there anything else that the opposition said that you wish to rebut?
No, I just wanted to make it easier for my wife and I. That's why I did it. I know I wasn't thinking about it, about getting permits, and it just didn't register to me. I was so glad when the carpenter said it can be done. That's what mattered to me, as far as not thinking, straight.
Are they a licensed carpenter?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have a business, or is it just a person who just carpenter? Do they have a business that they run?
Carpenter, I guess, as far as he did some cabinet work for me when I put a new kitchen in and stuff like that. But he's good as far as, like you said, it's well built. And that's the only way he said he'll do something. Our other carport, the original one, those are only 4x6 posts where he said we'll go 6x6. In case you do get a heavy snow load, that's why we butted up 2x6s, we glued them and nailed them together, every 16-inch center. It's well built. It, like I said, the past couple months, it's been great. I didn't have to shuffle a car around or a truck. Like I said, for me to tear that down, that's a chore. Because that plywood is glued to those rafters and nailed. I'd have to open up the wall again. Posts you can always cut off, that's no problem, but there's roll roofing on there. It's a two membrane roofing. That there's gonna be tough to get off. I'd have to cut everything. Like I said, there's worse properties in there than what I have. A lot.
Other questions? Okay. You have a seat in the front. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we deny case number 13219 for Richard Heck for the requested variance pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons: that the property does not have unique physical conditions that have created an exceptional practical difficulty, The applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in conformity with the Sussex County zoning code and that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood and it will substantially permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or will be detrimental to public welfare, and that the variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification regulation at issue.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13219 has been denied.